It's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Reports as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci. Hey, how we doing, Gary?
We're doing well on this beautiful Thursday morning. Oh, my goodness. Seems like fall's here.
Yes, it do. And it's going to feel a little more like fall as well over the next few days. But, my goodness, well, the last three-day weekend has come and gone, and now lake life kind of gets a little bit to normal. Is that close to correct?
Yeah, that's how I look at it. It's nice to have all the guests and visitors, everyone, to come down to our beautiful lake and enjoy it and stuff and that. But now I think, like, the local people, they come to fish all the time and that and enjoy the lake. They kind of feel like, okay, now it's back. They got their lake back now. Not that we don't like visitors. We love visitors, but.
Right. No, I'm totally with it. Totally. I totally get it. But so what have you been hearing from the fisher people? What have they been catching any, and what are they catching them on?
Well, the weather's kind of up and down and warm and that, but the people that did fish this past weekend, it's kind of tough on a holiday weekend to get out there. People that did get out early, I had some guys catch some very nice largemouth bass. They went out early. I mean, they were back in at 9 o'clock, so they were out early. And, you know, between the two of them, I think they caught 7 really nice fish. So that's a pretty good morning, you know, for... Go out and enjoy yourself and have a good time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they brought 7 back. They probably caught more than that. But
Right. They brought 7 keepers back with them. Yeah, they did catch some shorts and that, absolutely. So then the perch over the weekend were really active. Saw a lot of kids with their parents or grandparents that, I asked a couple of them. I said, I want to see some pictures. And the next day they came up and I saw some pictures. There are some really good, bigger than hand size brim that they caught. So they were real active over the weekend.
Yeah, and I heard that, you know, some they're catching a few walleye, you know, using, you know, little spinners, bell spinners, and kind of drop-shotting them. But the stripers, I think they've slowed down a little bit, haven't they?
They have, and from what I've talked to the mostly guides that have been catching them, they're deeper, and they've been heading down towards the dam to catch them. But they've still been catching a few, absolutely, and some white bass movement. I had some people over the weekend tell me that they saw some activity, white bass, early in the morning surfacing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was going on, and then had people catfishing over the weekend.
Yeah, well, and now, you know, it's we're not that far off, and they're going to start working up into the arms, you know, upper into the creeks and stuff, up Fout and all that. And boy, that's a heyday when that happens.
Right, and we got the lake's in great shape. We're at 555 and some change. It's even with all the rain we've had, it's been. They've done a good job at keeping it at a right level. And the water temperature, it's going to slowly start with these. The forecast you just read, that water temperature's going to come down, and I'll keep my eye on that. But we'll be, you know, low 80s right now, and it's just going to drop from there. And as that drops, it's just going to get better for us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, now with all the major holidays kind of gone in a way, the mermaids might start to come back.
I think so. It was a busy weekend, and I think they kind of hide there when it's busy like that, but we'll get down there and start watching more for them. And I think you're right. I think they'll be back up, and we'll catch more glimpses of them as the weather cools.
Yeah, just, you know, all you need is some Cheetos and wine, and your chances of... you know, a mermaid capturing one is pretty good, but full, you know, a little warning there. They don't come with a warning label, and if they're unique.
If you see some pictures of me sitting down by the edge of the water with a bottle of wine and some Cheetos.
Yep, you're mermaid fishing, baby.
I'll be out there looking.
Well, hey, Gary, you know, now that, you know, folks may be wanting to get away a little bit, do a little fishing, just have a little tranquility, any cabins up for
rent? Yeah, we this is the time of year to come down now to beat the crowds and stuff, get away a little bit, whether you're going fishing or just coming down to hang out and chill. Boy, the weather's perfect for it. We're getting the campfire weather right now, so good time to come down and pay us a visit.
And for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Facebook page, great way to take a look at some pictures, drop us a line, leave a comment on there. And as always, our website, thebuyerresort.com.
Hey, right on. Gary, we appreciate you. And we'll catch you next week for another Lake North Fork Fishing Report.
All right, look forward to it. Have a good one.